We thank God for His Word, the message the Lord has given us today, and we want to minister as the Lord so anoints, because without His anointing we'd have very little to say, or what we would say would not be a blessing to you. But it's by the anointing that uplifts and quickens the spirit and makes people alive. Also by the anointing that brings conviction. Amen. And I want to minister on the thought of making choices, of choosing, amen, and choosing the road that you're going to travel on or walk on, amen. And we want to go over in Genesis, and in the 13th chapter of Genesis, we find here Abraham, which in that particular scripture, they refer to him as Abram, which we know has become Abraham. And here in verse 8 it said, Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and thy herdsmen, for we be brethren. Verse 9 said, is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me, if thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right, I will go to the left. Now here Abraham is giving Lot free choice. He's telling him that he can go left or right. It makes no difference. He will take what's left over. Abraham is willing to take what's left over. But he gives Lot the right to choose. Amen. And I believe today we've got a right to choose the road we're going to dwell on, the direction we're going to go, where we're going to dwell, and what we're going to do with our life. Matter of fact, nobody can choose for us. We might have had great grandparents that was, you know, they were Christian people. We might have had, our families before us, our moms and dads. They might have all made the right decision and walked for God all the days of life. But the decision must be made by you, by what's going to happen in your life and which direction you're going to go. Amen? Now, as we look on in the 13th chapter here, we find in verse 10, and Lot lifted up his eyes, and behold, all the plains of Jordan, that it was well watered, everwith, amen, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Even, amen, as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, amen, as thou cometh unto Zoar. Now then, verse 11 says, then Lot chose, amen, him all the plains of Jordan, and Lot, amen, Jordan east, amen, he went east, amen, started that direction, and they separated themselves, amen, the one from another. And Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities, amen, of the plains, and pitched his tents toward Sodom. Now look at verse 13. But the men of Sodom were wicked, amen, and sinners before the Lord exceedingly, amen. Here, Lot had the opportunity to choose. He looked at a way that looked to be the best way. He looked at a way that looked to be the easiest way. And I want to say first on in this message, a lot of time the right way is not the easy way. Amen. It's the broad way that leads to destruction, and it's the narrow way leads upward and leads home. Amen. And the battle you have to fight may be a severe battle. Amen. But I believe we must choose our route, amen, in so doing, make sure with proper consideration we have chosen the right route, amen. And then when we have chosen that route, make sure you stick to it, amen. Because I'm going to tell you something, God honors stickability. God honors men and women that won't say, I quit. Amen. God honors women and men of God, amen, that stand firm in the promises of God, amen, and allow God to move and allow God to have his way, amen. I think of that verse of scripture so many times. Little is much when God is in it. Amen. I'd rather be a doorkeeper, amen, at the house of God than dwell in the tents of the rich. Amen. I'd rather have the least position in this kingdom, amen, than to have, amen, the position of a king that lived in a palace. Amen. I'd rather have the will and the mind of God. But here, amen, you can see right off, amen, that Lot's, amen, decision might have not been the best decision, because it put him, amen, it put him right in line with wickedness right head on, amen. When you make your decision, amen, weigh it out by the word of God, weigh it out and see, amen, where it's going to produce, amen, righteousness and holiness. I'm going to tell you something. Any doctrine, any religion that don't produce righteousness, holiness is of the devil, amen. For God is a righteous God, and God is a holy God, and without holiness, no man will see the Lord. So when you choose your way, amen, find out if it's holiness or not, amen. When you're choosing your church, amen, make sure, amen, it's a church that believes in God, that preaches the old-fashioned way, and tells men and women to come out of sin and be a separate people, amen. Choose the way of the Lord, amen. Choose the way, amen, that leads to righteousness and holiness, amen. But you can see your right and make a decision, amen. And in making the decision, it put him right head on, amen, with Solomon, amen, and with all the wickedness. And the Lord said unto Abram, amen, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thy eyes and look, amen, from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward. Amen. Verse 15, here's a promise that God made. For all the land that thou seest, amen, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. I'm going to tell you something over there in the Middle East, amen. Keep your eyes on it, amen. Oh, because God's going to keep his word. Thank God, amen. Abram chose the right road, amen. He chose the road of the promises of God, amen. Glory to God. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if thy man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length, amen, and in the breadth, amen, of it, and I will give it unto thee. Then Abraham removed his tent, amen, and he went on in the direction according to the word of God, amen, over, amen, next to Mount Hermon, amen, and there, amen, he built there an altar, amen, unto the Lord, amen. When you make your decision, make sure it's a decision that God will answer. Make sure the road you take and the way you take includes God, amen, and God sets his approval on it, amen. Too many people, amen, are acting without, amen, without seeking God, amen, without God's directions, amen. I'm telling you, my friend, today we need the direction of the Lord in our life, amen. We need, amen, the Lord by the word of God says in the Bible, amen, in God's word, that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, amen. If you choose the way of the Lord, if you choose the right direction in the Lord, amen, and you choose the Lord, amen, as your Lord, Master, and Savior, amen, he will direct your feet, he will lead you, amen. And Romans 8:28, still in the word of God, all things are working together, good them love the Lord and called according to his purpose. I mean, God will come through in the situation. He's a God that make a way where there seemeth none, amen. Glory to God. He's God supreme, amen, and he will make that way, amen. Then the word of God, amen, in Joshua chapter 24, a section of scripture here that gives us another example of choosing, amen, of making the decision, amen. Here we find, amen, according to the word of God, you know, the people had, you know, had kind of strayed from the things that they need to be focused on. And here the man of God, Joshua, sets before them in verse 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose thee this day whom ye will serve. Amen. He put the question before them, just as I believe the Spirit of God puts the question before us today. Amen. Who are you going to serve? Amen. It said, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Amen. I believe we need to choose him, amen, in the first choosing. We need to choose him every day of our life. And we need to stand before God, amen, knowing that when we woke up this morning, we chose to serve God. I hear people preach all kind of doctrines, amen. But I'm going to tell you something, amen. I don't believe we should treat God like a pocket watch that was handed down from generations back, and we put it up in the hope chest somewhere or another and say, well, we've got it, amen. I believe it's something that daily in our life we need to choose, amen. I believe we need to tell the Lord, Lord, I choose your way today, amen. Don't take it for granted. Yes, I know the Lord is able to save. He's able to save forevermore. He's able to keep, and he's able to seal, amen. But I'm going to tell you something, amen. Don't treat your salvation like it's something, amen, that you hide away in a cedar chest or a hope chest, amen. Get it out, put it out, and experience it, amen. Glory to God, because it's real today, amen. Walk in the grace of God, walk in the anointing of God, walk in the Spirit. And if you walk in the Spirit, you will not mind the things of the flesh, amen. Because see, the flesh is enmity against God. It's not subject unto God, neither can it be, amen. It will not follow the will of God. It will not produce the will of God. Only that new created, born-again man that's inside of us after the nature and the likeness of God, only that spirit within us will produce righteousness, holiness, and will follow after the ways of the Lord, amen. So as we make that choice, amen, make it daily. Amen. Make it daily. That's not taking away anything from God. He's able to seal our salvation into that day of redemption. It's not, amen, taking a thing away from God. Amen. Amen. But it's telling God, God, I choose you. Amen. I know I kid with my wife a lot of time, a great friend of ours. Amen. Amen. In conversation, he was kidding back several years ago, and he said, well, you know, he's talking about women like to always be told they're loved, amen. And they do say that a woman needs to be told 3 to 5 times a day that they're loved. Amen. It's just the nature of a woman. They have an insecure feeling, and they need to be made secure, need to be told they're loved. Amen. And I believe you have a good relation with your companion. You'll share with them you love them. But anyway, he went on to explain, amen, when they talk about how they need to be told 3 to 5 times a day. Him and his wife have been married about 19 years, and he looked around. He said, you know something, honey? And he was just kidding, but he said, you know, when we got married 19 years ago, said, I told you then that I loved you, and I told you if anything changed, I'd let you know. Amen. So we got a good life out of it. Amen. And there's a lot of people trying to serve God that way. Amen. Amen. You know, me and my wife, we tell each other, amen, many times a day we love each other. Amen. We get up during the night. Amen. Sometimes, amen, we'll find our pastor coming down the hall or something, going to the bathroom or coming back, and we'll look up and say, honey, I love you. Amen. And rising up and going to bed. Amen. On the telephone. Amen. And numerous times we'll say, I love you. We choose. Amen. We choose, amen, the road of loving one another, amen, and being faithful to one another, amen. And if you choose that, amen, I'm talking about a marriage now, you're going to have a good marriage. Well, your relationship with God, amen, like our friend was, he said, well, I told the wife I loved her 19 years ago, did it change? I let her know. Well, a lot of people are trying to serve God that way. Amen. They told him way back somewhere or another to offer they loved him. Amen. And they more or less lived a life and attitude, well, if everything changes, I'll let you know. Amen. Well, I believe we need to be on the positive side of the situation today. Amen. I believe we need to stay positive. And in staying positive, we need to, amen, we need to say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I'm glad I chose you today. I'm glad I chose your way. Because you've been a friend closer than a brother. You said you'd go with me all the way. You'd never leave me. You'd never forsake me. Lord, I chose you today, and I'm glad I did. Amen. I chose you. Amen. But here, amen, Joshua said before the people, amen, you know, choose you this day, amen, whom you will serve. Whether the gods of your fathers, amen, served, amen, that were on the other side of the flood, amen, are the gods of the Ammonites, amen, in whose land you dwell, amen. But as for me and as for my house, amen, I will serve the Lord. A great proclamation, amen, that many of us have plaques in our home, amen, over the front door, amen. Seen in the many time when I've been out visiting good Christian folks, amen. I've seen plaques, amen, over their door, amen. I've been knocked on some doors that had it carved in a wooden plaque on the front of the door. Amen. It's for me and my house. We going to serve the Lord. But Joshua asked them, amen, make up your mind, amen. You need to choose, amen, whether you're going to serve the false gods, because the Ammonites, they worship, amen, a false god, amen. They worship idols and, they worship falsehood, amen. But here, amen, he had declared to them, amen, that they would serve the Lord, amen. Serve him in sincerity. Backing up in verse 14, it explains a little bit of it. And put away the gods, amen, which your fathers served on the other side of the flood in Egypt, and serve you the Lord, amen. Don't serve false gods, amen. Don't give in to the route that's contrary to God, amen, but serve the God, amen, which is the Lord, amen. And here he says that to them and asks them to make that decision, amen. And the people answered him in verse 16 and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord and serve other gods. For the Lord our God, it is he that brought us up out, amen, and our fathers, amen, out of the land of Egypt, amen, from the house of bondage, amen, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the ways wherein we went, and among all the people, amen, through whom we passed. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And it goes on to say, and the Lord drave out, amen, from before us all the Ammonites, amen, which dwelt in the land. Amen. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. And Joshua said unto the people, ye cannot serve the Lord, for, amen, he is a holy God, amen. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your sins, nor, amen, your transgression or sins, if you forsake, amen. Notice this, amen. If you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that he has done us good. Amen. And the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Can we make that statement? Amen. Can we today say, in light of all opposition and all that stands before us, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. We chose the Lord. Amen. And we're going to serve him. Then I think about a people, amen, that was of the prophets of the grove sat at Jezebel's table. They come a day, amen, when here Elijah, amen, he was assembled, amen, before the people, and he called all the people, amen, together, amen. And he named the different ones, amen. And he called for them to come together, amen. And he went and began to say, amen, and answered, I have not, amen, troubled Israel, but thou, amen, and thou father's house, if that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Baal, amen. Now therefore send and gather to me all, amen, of Israel. Here is the command. Unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets, amen, of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves, amen, 400 which, amen, eat at Jezebel's table. Amen. What table are you eating at today? Amen. Are you eating from the Lord's table, or are you partaking of the devil's table? Amen. Here it called for a decision. A choice had to be made. Amen. So Abram, amen. So Ahab, amen, sent unto all, amen, the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah, amen, came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, amen, then follow him. And all the people answered not a word. Amen. Here today we have, amen, presented, amen, these scriptures, amen, in light, amen, of making a choice and a decision. We go back to Genesis and we see that Abram, amen, set before Lot a choice to choose a way, amen. And he had to choose a way of which he was going to follow and dwell therein, amen. And it don't seem that he made a very good choice, amen. Because he chose a way that looked good, amen. He chose a way that looked easy, amen. But it led him right in the paths of sin, amen. And you know the story, if you study the Word of God, how that, amen, that he had to flee, amen, from Sodom and Gomorrah, amen. How his wife, amen, looked back and what turned to a pillar of salt, amen. Because, amen, she looked back or she turned back, amen. And just by the prayer of Abraham, amen, was Lot able to be saved from the destruction of the way that he had chose, amen. And we find in the Word of God, amen, that there Joshua, amen, asked the people to choose, amen, whether they was going to choose to follow after false gods and worship false idols and gods, or they was going to choose the Lord thou God, amen. He said, for me and my house we'll choose the Lord. And thank God in that day the people said the Lord will be our God. They chose the Lord, amen. And then we realize that in making a choice and a decision, we've got, amen, to make that decision. We can't always stay in neutrality, amen. Some people said, well, there's a safety in not choosing one way or the other. I'll just play the middle, amen. I'll just be willing and ready to go either way, but I won't make a choice. I'll put it off to later. I've heard a minister say when you asked him, do they want to come to the Lord? I'm not ready today. I want to put it off, amen. You know, I find a man in the Word of God by the name of Felix, amen. And he was, you know, Paul reasoned here about righteousness, temperance, and wholeness in the things of the Lord, amen. But here's what Felix said to him. He said, amen. He said, go your way for now, amen. He said, come back at a more convenient season, amen. I just can't find it on my schedule. I just can't find time, amen, to make a decision today. So you come back to me when I find a more convenient season. I've studied the Word of God and been a scholar of the Word of God for over 40 years, amen. And I'm going to tell you something. I never found one place in the Word of God that Felix never had an opportunity, ever had another one, to choose the Lord, amen. He never had another opportunity to somebody reason with him of righteous temperance and wholeness in the things of the Lord. He said, go thy way and come back when I have a more convenient time, when it fits my schedule. I'm telling you, that's the reason the Word of God said to us, and we can read it, amen, there, amen, when Elijah said, amen, how long do you halt between two opinions? If God be God, we'll worship God. If Baal be God, we'll worship him. Amen. Time don't permit, but I can tell you something. Amen. Elijah never planned to worship Baal. Amen. He knew surely he was God. He said it so the people would have an opportunity to make up their mind. And I'm saying that today, you've got to make a decision. Choose, amen. Choose the right direction. Amen. Make up your mind. Choose the Lord. Amen. Don't stand there in limbo. Go ahead, amen, as the Word of God says. How long you halt between these two opinions? choose the Lord. Amen. Don't be as Felix. Amen. I don't believe Felix made an end. I believe we'd find Felix today in the region of the dam because he failed to choose the Lord. Amen. Some people say, well, it won't be an easy way. No, it won't. But it'll be the right way. It'll be the only way. I'm going to tell you something, amen. If you're serving the Lord and the load on you is more than you can carry, I'm going to tell you something. You're trying to carry it by yourself. I used to preach, you know, in years past, I used to say, Lord, build me sideboards. Build me sideboards on my shoulders. Give me shoulders wide and broad and build me sideboards that I can carry my load. But I found out, amen, that I didn't have to build sideboards. I found out that I could give, amen, I could give the load to the Lord. I found out, amen, that if I would just trust the Lord, amen, and I would give him the load, amen, that he would carry it for me. He would make the way for me, amen. He would be my strength. He would be my rescue. Amen. He would be everything. Amen. He would be everything to me. He would rescue me. Amen. And the battles and the trials and the storms of life. And he would keep his hand among me. Amen. He'd never leave me, never forsake me. Amen. I come to realize he said, amen, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Amen. And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek, amen, and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest, amen, unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I've come to the conclusion God can't lie and his word can't fail. And if a load is more than you can carry, amen, it's because you're not giving it to him, amen. Amen. Long as you try, y'all, I mean, you got to do the best. You got to do what God requires of you. Amen. You know, you got to make your effort. Amen. But bottom line, you've got to give the fight. Amen. You got to give the fight and give the battle to the Lord. If you give the fight and give the battle to the Lord, amen, you'll find the word. Amen. Delight in yourself in the Lord, and God will give you the desires of your heart. We've got to delight ourselves in the Lord. Amen. We've got to choose the Lord. Choose his way. Choose that road. Choose the way of righteous holiness and the way of the Lord. Amen. And if you make that decision today, the Lord will be there to fight your battles and help you to overcome. Amen. I encourage you. Amen. As we come to close of this message, amen, I encourage you. Amen. To accept the Lord today. Bow in your head and say, Lord God Almighty, I'm a sinner. Lord, I confess my sins and I acknowledge you and I invite you into my heart. I ask you to save my soul today. Lord, I choose you. The Bible said we must believe in the heart, confess with our mouth. Amen. He that cometh to God must believe that God is, and God is the rewarder of diligently seek him. Amen. If you, amen, in your heart believe today, then if you will confess with your mouth, amen, the Lord will truly save you and you can have life and victory. May God bless you. Amen. Is our prayer and healing and prosperity, and may God bless you, amen, as you go, amen, serving him with the victory. Amen. May God bless you.